Kia ora, kua te reo mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says more resources will be put into schools to tackle truancy. The Labour Party leader visited Wainui o Mata High School yesterday to check the process of its $67 million redevelopment. A new cultural precinct opened in March, including a wharekai, technology and art hubs, and two out of three classroom blocks are set to be completed soon. Mr. Hipkins says it's a great example of the government's commitment to investing in schools so that young people have warm, dry and fit-for-purpose spaces to learn in.
We are focused on getting kids back to school. As a government, we've significantly increased the funding for our truancy services. We're also focused on putting resources directly into school so that they can work with the whānau whose kids are persistently absent and get them back engaged in learning.
Mr. Hipkins also paid tribute to former principal Jeanette Melrose, who died last month after retiring in July with a terminal illness. Ms. Melrose used innovative ways to get her tauira back to school after COVID-19, including having respected community members picking them up from home in the mornings and bringing in celebrities to motivate students. It's Gambling Harm Awareness Week, and the Problem Gambling Foundation is sounding the alarm about gambling crossing over into online gaming. Spokesperson Andre Froude says that could lead to an explosion in online gambling if government doesn't take action. She says there is increasing concern worldwide about pseudo-gambling techniques being incorporated into games to attract more young people.
Others are looking at ways that they can put warnings on the games or make them restricted to young people aged over 18. So it's a really complicated area and unregulated as such in this country.
Andre Froude says Māori, Pacific and Asian communities on low incomes are already disproportionately affected by harmful gambling, but the problem could grow worse if allowed to grow unchecked. A teacher of Te Reo Māori is encouraging people to embrace the spirit of Mahuru Māori, even if they're not up to spending a whole month speaking only Te Reo Māori. Mahuru Māori started in 2014 as a social experiment by Praone Gloin from Te Wānanga o Aotearoa, and it was subsequently picked up by the Wānanga. Broadcaster Kawe Roos, who also teaches at the Wānanga, says this year the start date has been moved to September 15th to align with the rising of the star Mahuru above the horizon.
So what we're doing is going back to the Maramataka to bring a bit of tikanga to connect our people back to, you know, the environment and to see the depths of how our tūpuna looked at their environment and how they use their reo. Sometimes some people are going for the fluency and, you know, ka noho tonu rātou ki tā rātou reo. They will not speak English. That's not me. If I'm going to McDonald's, I'm going to McDonald's and I'm going to do an order in English. I might say kia ora.
Kaweru says Mahuru is a good chance for people to review where they are on their reo journey. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!